I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Bill Casey, and here's what's happening. Police are waiting on the medical examiner's office to identify the human remains found yesterday behind the vacant Ada H. Lewis Middle School near Aubrey Arboretum. First Deputy Commissioner John Stanford says police had been searching there for Kata Scott, the 23-year-old woman who has been missing since going to work at a Chestnut Hill nursing home on October 4th.
It's a wooded area that goes beyond the school. And so we begin to go back into that area where we will locate a shallow grave after being able to remove some of the debris back there, able to locate the body of a human being. All indications at this point is that it's a female.
Officials began searching the area yesterday morning after getting a tip the night before. Police searched the area days prior. Committee members gathered outside of the school sharing their frustrations about police's handling of the case. Stanford says he understands their anger.
Is this the conclusion that we wanted? Absolutely not. But at this point now, we have to do everything in our power to ensure that we bring justice for this family and some level of closure.
21-year-old Keon King was arrested and charged in her kidnapping. Well, the Eagles bounced back with a huge road win over Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings. KYW's Vic Raghupathy caught the game with Birds fans at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Wasn't too much to cheer for the last couple weeks after the Eagles dropped two in a row, but they're back in the win column after beating the Vikings 28-22, and Calvin Williams is pumped.
We needed this win. I'm glad we won. We back on the mat. We can shut everybody up now, and we still leading our division. Let's go, Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
This win came at the expense of Eagles' former number two overall pick, Carson Wentz, who threw for 313 yards, but also got picked off twice, including one that Jalix Hunt returned for six. Vinny Tolata feels like any history with Wentz is water under the bridge.
For me personally, there's no ill will. He's on his team, and he's not on the better team.
He was outdone by the man who supplanted him in Philly. Jalen Hurts slung it for 326 yards, 304 of them in all three of his touchdowns to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But on a day when the longest run came from Tank Bigsby, Hakeem Jefferson is wondering, what gives?
I want to see the running game get going. Saquon, they got to start creating some holes because he's still the same player from last year that put up 2,000 yards.
The Eagles host the New York Giants next Sunday. Well, New Jersey is building a new state prison for women in Chesterfield, Burlington County, as they prepare to finally close the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the details.
This facility is replacing the embattled prison, which was plagued for decades by scandals of abuse and in physical disrepair. Governor Phil Murphy says the new facility will live up to the state's obligations.
On the one hand, supporting the humane rehabilitation of every incarcerated individual, and on the other, strengthening public safety for every New Jerseyan.
Department of Corrections Commissioner Victoria Kuhn says they are building this in Chesterfield because it's right in the middle of the state and easily accessible so that families can visit their loved ones more frequently.
Our aim was simple: to ensure oversight and accountability while promoting positive cultural change and safety and dignity for those entrusted to our care.
Construction begins next year and completion is projected for 2028.
The new facility will mark an end to a years-long effort to close the Mahan facility. A 2020 inquiry by the Department of Justice found what they described as an open secret of sexually abusing inmates, leading Governor Murphy to announce its closure the following year. Well, Philadelphia water bills went up 9.5% last month, so a city councilman is proposing a small bit of relief. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the story.
Councilman Jeffrey Young introduced a bill at the last council session that would eliminate late fees for residential customers. He says it's one way the city is uniquely able to help residents cope with inflation.
We understand energy and utility costs have been rising, and in the city specifically, we can do something about that because we own our water system here.
The fees currently start at a 5% penalty for bills not paid within 30 days, and that can escalate with each bill cycle. Young says non-residential customers would still have to pay.
We have to make sure that this city is affordable for the people who live in this city.
The bill will get a committee hearing before being voted on. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.